Chapter 5. Reading. Page 61. Family Lives.
Pansy spoke to two teenagers in connection with the first article in a series on family life. Here is what the teenagers said.
Tina, not her real name, aged 14.
Pocket money? Well, my parents give me a generous allowance every month. If I spend it before the end of the month, they grumble a bit, but they always give me more. Also, they never tell me to do anything. They always ask me. Sometimes there's an argument, but I always win it. We're a democratic family. As for housework, I hardly ever do it. Sometimes my mother does ask me to clean my room if she's very busy, but she always gives me money or a present for helping her. After all, housework is the job of the parents, isn't it? Yes, I get lots of presents, actually. I've got a Walkman, my own TV, a stereo, a computer, and lots of games and clothes. They buy all the latest fashions for me, and I just throw away the old ones. In fact, my parents give me most of the things that I ask for. They never say no. They want me to have a happy childhood. Having my own TV is definitely a big advantage. I can watch it for hours on end, and no one disturbs me. It's great. I watch about 15 hours a week.
Norman, not his real name, also aged 14.
Yes, I get an allowance every month. It's fair, but a bit less than I would like. And my parents won't give me anything extra. They say I have to learn to look after my money and live within a budget. I'll have to do that when I become independent. If they want me to do something, they tell me. They don't ask me. Sometimes I argue with them, but usually I lose. They say, "We are your parents. Until you're old enough, we'll make the decisions that we think are best for you." With regard to housework, I've got to help for about an hour every day. I've got to wash dishes and clothes, clean the floors and toilet, and sometimes cook. My parents say I'll have to run my own home someday, so it's better to learn how to do it now. They'd never dream of paying me for doing housework. It's the responsibility of the whole family, isn't it? My parents give me presents now and again, usually things that I can use. For example, when they saw that I was serious about learning tennis, they bought me a good racket. And they only buy me simple clothes that can last a long time. They often say no when I ask for things. But if I can pay for something with money that I've earned myself, that's different. They say it's bad to expect things for nothing. It won't be like that when I grow up. We have one TV for the whole family, and I watch it for about 7 hours a week. My father believes that when you're watching TV, you're not thinking. So your mind doesn't develop. When I say that
He watches more than I do. He says his mind has already developed. Listening, page 64. Listening for information. Listen to four short dialogues. After each dialogue, there is one question on the recording. Choose the right answer below and write the letter in the box on the right. Number one.
What shall we buy Mum for her birthday?
Let's get her a bottle of perfume.
I'm not sure. It's very expensive. What about a bunch of flowers?
No, they don't last very long. Why don't we get her something sensible, like a saucepan? We need a new saucepan.
Oh, no! Nobody wants a saucepan for a present.
All right. What about a box of chocolates, then?
No, she said that she wants to lose some weight. She told me not to buy chocolates.
Well, how much is the perfume?
It's not too expensive. We can pay half each.
All right. We'll get some of that.
Right.
Question one. Which did they decide to buy? Number two.
Hello, Daddy. What's that?
Hello, Carol. It's our family tree. See? Here are your grannies and granddads. That's Mummy's parents, Wang Yerling and Li Mankang. And my parents are here, Anthony and Karen.
So that's you and Mummy in the middle.
That's right. Here's Mummy and your Auntie Susan. And this is me and my brother Peter.
And I'm at the bottom of the tree.
Yes, here you are. See? Carol, you're next to your brother.
Oh, I see.
Question two. What is the name of the girl's uncle? Number three. There's something I want to watch on television tonight, but I can't remember what it is. Have a look in the paper.
Is it the main news? You like that?
Yes, but that wasn't it.
What about football? There's some football on later.
No, it wasn't that. What's on at about 10 o'clock?
A program called Hot Gossip.
No, that wasn't it. Oh, I remember now. You know, they're showing a great film tonight. It's called The Last Emperor. That's what I wanted to see.
Oh, right. Yes, I want to see that too.
Question three. When is the program that the man and woman want to watch? Number four.
Are you and Dad coming to see our school play, Mum? I need to get you some tickets if you want to come.
Yes, we'd like to come. Let me have a look at the times when it's on. We can't make it on Thursday because I'll be working late.
We've got that trip to Suzhou on Sunday, don't forget.
Yes, Sunday's no good. Daddy's badminton club is on Fridays. So we'd better go on the next day.
Which performance would be better?
Oh, let's go to the earlier one. Then we won't be too late coming home afterwards.
Right. I'll get those tickets for you tomorrow.
Question four. Which performance will the boys' parents go to? Speaking. Page 68. A. Talk time. Giving yourself time to think. Exercise A1. Sometimes You need time to think before you answer questions. Read the phone conversation between Tony and Doris and answer the questions below.
Hello, Doris. Let's go to the movies this afternoon.
Sorry, I've got to do the washing. But what about coming to help me? Then we can finish early and go.
Well, that might be difficult.
Why?
I don't know how to use a washing machine.
No problem. We haven't got one. We use our hands.
Yes, but you see, I'm a boy. Boys don't wash clothes.
What rubbish. If you don't help me, I'll never go to the movies with you again.
I'll be right over.
More practice. Page 74. The importance of family. Mrs. Chen was a teacher in Nanjing. One summer, she was offered a job as the headmistress of an international school. Unfortunately, the school was not in Nanjing. It was in Shanghai. After thinking about it for a long time and discussing the offer with her husband, Mrs. Chen decided that it would be best to accept the job and move to Shanghai. One evening after dinner, Mr. and Mrs. Chen asked their son, Hua Ming, to come and talk to them. Mrs. Chen told Hua Ming about the decision to move to Shanghai. Hua Ming was shocked and upset. He did not want to leave his friends and said that he would prefer to live with his classmate, Gua Sheng. His parents hoped that Hua Ming would later change his mind and be excited about moving to a new city when August came. Soon it was August. Mr. and Mrs. Chen were busy packing. However, Hua Ming insisted to stay in Nanjing and refused to pack his belongings. When the day came for them to move to Shanghai, Mr. and Mrs. Chen could not find Hua Ming anywhere. They phoned Guo Sheng, but he did not know where Hua Ming was either. Then they tried calling other friends of Hua Ming, but no one knew where he went. What they did not know was that as Hua Ming was walking to his friend's house, something happened. He walked past the park where he and his father often played football. He walked past the supermarket that he usually went to with his mother. He realized that these things would not be special without his family, and that being with his parents was more important than staying in Nanjing. Hua Ming quickly ran home to apologize to his parents. He told them he was looking forward to living in Shanghai and making many new friends there. That's the end of Oxford English Shanghai Edition, Students' Book 9B, Cassette 2, Side B.